WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
We're continuing that search for truth each morning here on WGNS. Today we're focusing on things that are doing positive for the young people in our community. Judge Donna Scott Davenport, our juvenile court judge, is with us this morning. Judge Davenport, good morning.
Good morning, Bart.
Great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's always great to be here.
You brought some friends with you.
I did. I brought Cassie Davis, who's our director of our CASA organization. That stands for Court Appointed Special Advocate, who are our voice for our children that are in the system due to not their actions, but their parents' bad actions and are abandoned or neglected, as well as someone from Bob Parks Realty that's going to talk to us today, Margaret Webster. And we thought we'd just give our listeners just a little synopsis, a couple of sentences about, again, what CASA does for our courts and for our children in this community, and then how our community can help CASA come next Saturday. I was listening, driving in, Amy. We've got a full weekend. I was listening to Amy coming in, and we've got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So make sure, listeners, that you're all lined up for those activities, and then get ready for the Frosty Run the next Saturday morning on the 14th. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. It's just a great place to be at this time of the year in Murfreesboro.
Cassie, tell us a little about CASA and what it does.
Well, good morning, Bart. Thank you for having me. Well, CASA, again, what Judge Davenport said, stands for Court Appointed Special Advocates, and she appoints our program, and we then appoint a volunteer to a child or a sibling group, and they investigate a case, and they make recommendations to the court, which is Judge Davenport, about if the child's ready for, say, a certain type of visitation, ready to go home or to live with a relative, kind of in a nutshell. That case can usually take about a year or so, but we work a case up until then, and we go in front of the court and make recommendations in a nutshell.
Now, do you need volunteers?
Always, Bart, always.
Tell us what you're looking for. So if somebody listening is thinking, I think I'd like to try that. I'd like to help some youngsters.
Sure. Thank you for asking. It doesn't take much to be a volunteer. You don't even have to have a college degree. All you have to have is a willing heart and ready to go through training. All you have to do is be 21 years old and be able to pass a reference and a background check. And we actually have a training coming up in February. And if you go onto our website, CASAofRutherfordCounty.org, you can find a form and fill out, and we will send you some information.
Judge Davenport, the CASA group does so much for the young people, especially those who appear before you.
Right. Again, I'd like to remind our listeners that by statute, juvenile court, which we have one of the seven or eight in the state independently, is the only court in Rutherford County that can hear these type of cases. And we have a lot of these are really top heavy with our children still being abused and neglected and abandoned. So they do come into juvenile court. That's the only court that hears these cases. And CASA is appointed by statute. There is a law that's been on the books almost 20 years now. We've kind of grown up together and started CASA about the time I first got elected. So they are statutorily basically almost a party in the case, and they're included in all the motions and hearings and anything that goes on in review boards. And they're the voice of the child, and they're very important. We couldn't do it without them.
Now, you mentioned about some special things coming up, and that is why Margaret Webster is with us from Bob Parks Realty. Margaret, tell us a little about what Bob Parks is doing.
Well, thank you, Bart. We appreciate the opportunity to be here with you this morning. And what we have done at Parks for many years, I've been with Parks 26 years, and this party, Christmas for the Children party, started before I was there. So probably 30 years now we've had this Christmas party for children in our community. And it began years ago when Bob, we couldn't decide what to give Bob for his Christmas present. So he suggested finding a few families in the community and giving Christmas to those families. And that's how it originated close to 30 years ago. And at the very first Christmas party, they were able to provide Christmas to four families. And it's grown since then. And each year we receive children's names that might not have any Christmas from our city and our county guidance counselors in the school. And they submit the names to us, and we call the families, the caretakers of those children, and find out what do they really need this Christmas. And many times they're not asking for the latest toy as much as a warm coat. So we spend the year with different fundraising activities to raise the money to buy the Christmas presents for the children. And each year we help about 300 children that might not get Christmas. And over the years, we've lost count, but we've probably been able to provide Christmas for 7,000 children over the last 30 years that might not have gotten Christmas. And we do have many fundraisers through the years. The one that's coming up next Saturday, of course, is the Frosty Fun Run, and we wanted to speak to that. But we also have community partners. One of them is First Community Bank, and they hold a golf tournament at Indian Hills Country Club in October and raise a tremendous amount of money. So they're a big supporter as well toward our Christmas party. And we also have, for the second year running, Read to Succeed. They're partnering with us to provide books for the CASA children as well as the children coming to our Christmas party.
Now, there may be some runners listening who have not signed up yet. Can they still do so?
Yes, sir. They certainly can. They can sign up online, and they can sign up also if they want to go by Fleet Feet. There's registration forms there, but they can also sign up online. Let me just check that address for you. It is...
This is for Frosty Fun Run.
Correct. It's runsignup.com. And it's not too late to register. It's a lot of fun at the race. We have a lot of raffle prizes that we give out to the people that participate. And it's not a timed race. So this is a race that welcomes anybody that wants to come out and walk. You don't have to run. We have a bib contest. Most runners receive a bib when they register for any race. Well, this one is not a timed race, but we decorate the bibs, and we encourage the runners and walkers to stop by the store in advance and pick up their bibs and get creative and decorate them, because we do have a contest, and this year we have several $25 gift cards to our winners. So we encourage people to come down today and tomorrow and pick up their bib and have a little time to decorate before the race begins.
Now, you say come by the store. Is that Fleet Feet?
It's Fleet Feet. Yes, sir,
okay.
It is.
Very good. So come by and pick that up. And you could probably say, I want to join up, too.
Absolutely. You can pick up a registration form at Fleet Feet or sign up online. Krista Dugosh at Fleet Feet does an excellent job supporting this race, and she does an excellent job recruiting prizes for the participants. This year she has sunglasses that runners like. They're polarized lenses. Mm-hmm. She has running shoes for men and women, hydro flasks, moisture wick apparel. We have a Yeti cooler and mm-hmm. Yeti tumblers, and a one-hour massage, and those are just some of the raffle prizes that will be given out that morning.
Now, once again, when is it, where is it, and what time?
December 14th, Saturday morning. The race begins at 7 o'clock, so come a little bit early if you need to register the day of, which you can do that. It's held at the Stones River Country Club on their cart paths, and okay. There's two different opportunities. You can run the shorter 2-mile lap, where you can take the whole course at 4.5 miles.
So you are the one who chooses, but it's a fun run.
Very fun. A lot of fun.
Cool. And it all benefits this Christmas for the children party.
Yes, and CASA as well. We divide the proceeds from this particular fundraising event.
Very good. So if you were wanting to learn more, Cassie, tell us if you were running in the Frosty Fun Run and you wanted to learn a little more about CASA, could you do that while you were there?
Yes, we will have brochures, and the proceeds that benefit CASA for the race are money to go shopping and also these unwrapped toys. So we encourage everyone to bring an unwrapped gift. You get 2 raffle tickets per an unwrapped gift, and these gifts really mean a lot to us because our kids, which are in Judge Davenport's court, like Margaret was saying, they want to have Christmas just like any other child, and we want to really make it magical for them. I believe it's the one day of the year that they get to be just like any other child, and so we really want to give them the cool new toys that every kid asks for, and so this race enables us to be able to do that, which is really, really cool, and you should see my office with all the gifts. We're helping me and my other counterpart who helps with the foster care is helping about 500 children this year with Christmas gifts, which is amazing. It gets bigger and bigger each year.
And Judge Davenport, you see the difference that this makes each year. You see firsthand what happens.
I do. I've had the opportunity, maybe except for one time, I get to start the race with one of my shotguns. And I had it down the wrong date, so I'm not going to be available. So if anybody's listening, we're looking for a shooter. I've got the blanks. But that has always been an enjoyment for me. I get there early and get to meet, and I look at all the toys that are in this huge, it's at the opening door of the country club, and you can hardly walk in for all the toys that are there. And it's one of those positive things that I don't get to experience on a daily basis. So I'm going to miss firing that shot to start the race. But I encourage anybody to come and bring your children, and everybody dresses silly in tutus and elves and Santas and just funny. It's an enjoyable morning. It really is. And I think as Waffle House still, they're always there to help with some coffee and pan waffles.
Yes.
And hot chocolate. And then Lee Company is usually there. They're going to be there this year. And so there's a lot of partners that also come together to make this happen. And I guess, Cassie, I have a question for you. Are bicycles still one of the big things of choice?
Yes, it still is. We have about 15 bikes out there that we're helping with our kids, which is really, really cool to see our office filled with tiny bikes to like 20 speeds.
Yeah. So anybody that I encourage you to come to the race, bring those unwrapped toys, because you're going to indirectly be helping so many children that are in a tough spot, usually away from their parents, been taken away, and they may not get to see them on Christmas Day because of the holidays. But that would give them some joy. And also, I think that I've heard from children that they really appreciate the community. They know where this comes from. They know that the community has come together to help them, the older ones. And it is. It's great to give back and see the joy in these children's eyes and in their hearts.
Now, are these children the ones that you see before you at juvenile court?
Yes. I would say that 95 to 99% will be, will benefit.
Makes a huge difference in their life.
It does. And these children have been through so much trauma. And Christmas is supposed to be a happy, joyous time and be a child. You know, even... You know, as I was listening to Christmas carols yesterday going home, Merry Christmas from 0 to 92, you know. We're always, I think, need that child in us at Christmas and that belief and the hope. And I think that's part of what this race sponsored by Bob Parks and the other sponsors give our children.
Very definitely. So that's what it's all about. And you need to make it a point to be there. Now, if you just want to give... And you don't want to run, how do you do that?
Margaret? If you just want to make a donation, I would suggest dropping a check by Fleet Feet, payable to Fleet Feet. They do an excellent job coordinating all aspects of this race, and they do collect all the monies and then disperse them accordingly. We have, we're very lucky. We have very few expenses associated with the race. We've got such a great community here in Rutherford County, and everyone does, as we were mentioning, Waffle House. That's all given to the race. There's no charge for the sponsors coming out and participating. They do it out of the kindness of their heart. So Krista does manage all the money. If somebody does want to just make a donation, it can be made payable to Fleet Feet. They can come by the race and just drop it off. If it's a cold morning and they don't want to walk or run, they can just drop the check there or come by Fleet Feet and drop a check there as well.
And you'll meet some nice folks.
Yes, yes, they would.
What if they want to drop off a toy, Cassie?
Absolutely. You can drop it off at Fleet Feet as well. We take any kind of toys from birth to teenagers love gift cards. Because, you know, they are picky, picky, picky. So you can drop off any toy for a boy or a girl, and gift cards are welcome as well at Fleet Feet.
Okay, very good. Sounds like Fleet Feet is going to look like a Santa's toy shop pretty soon.
Yes, they certainly will.
Okay, our phone number is 615-893-1450. We're going to pause for just a moment, and we're entering the segment when we come back to get your feedback. Have you ever been a part of this run? Have you been a part of it? Love to hear from you. Have you given to this cause before? Did that sort of help you and your family get more of the real meaning of this holiday season, helping others? Tell you what let's do. Let's pause, check on the traffic and weather. We'll be back and talk with you.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City. If your fish tank is looking a little dated, now is the perfect time to freshen it up before hosting holiday events. Here at Animal City, brighten up your living space with an aquarium. Or new background for your reptiles, Animal City would love to help you with your pet needs. And for the pet lover on your list, Animal City gift card makes the perfect gift. This is Amanda from Animal City. Come do business with Animal City at 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
As the Christmas season is approaching, there are many parties out there and last-minute gifts, and Demas's is here to be able to help you along with all those things. Hi, this is Peter Demas with Demas's Restaurants. One of the things that we have to offer is obviously our gift cards, and gift cards come in any denomination. We have our seasonings that makes a perfect gift. We have Demas's classic t-shirts. Demas's also now has catering to be able to serve you and to be able to take care of you. Any of this information is available online, www.demasrestaurants.com.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
There's an app to save on flights, an app to rent a bike, and an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Skies become mostly sunny here this afternoon with a high in the mid-40s. Southwest winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low near 31. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 35.
Experience real hometown banking. I'm Shelly Rigsby, manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We've made banking easy for you with our great customer experience, and you will also have 24/7 access with our online and mobile banking. So whether you want the in-person experience or banking on the go, come see us at the Bank Murfreesboro Calls First. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
Dave Ramsey, America's most trusted money expert.
The Dave Ramsey Show, live each day from 1 to 4 on WGNS Rutherford County's Place to Talk.
It feels like it outside, too. And, of course, it's going to look like it and feel like it even more starting this weekend. 6 o'clock Friday night is when the Christmas tree lighting up on the square begins. 6 o'clock Friday night. It's all free. Bring something warm. You might want to bring a chair to sit in, too. It's going to be sort of like the Friday night live concert because there will be live music there. And then after the music, the Polar Bear Express, or the Polar Express, not Polar Bear. You may be feeling like a polar bear, but that's all from Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. They have their Movies Under the Stars equipment set up there, and so the whole family can enjoy a Christmas movie there, and the merchants on the square will be open until 9 o'clock Friday. Santa, of course, will be there. The next day, I mean, if that's not enough Christmas for you, we're going to really get started in full speed. The next day will be the Candlelight Tour of Homes, Oakland's Mansions annual, and I say tradition, because it is a tradition. Just doesn't feel like Christmas if you don't go to that. 4 until 8 on Saturday evening, and those are all around Oakland's Mansion. In fact, we have the list on our website under Events Calendar. So you can check that and get the street addresses and everything. They're all close together, walking distance. And, of course, the Christmas parade is Sunday at 2 o'clock. And good news, this is one of the, you keep looking at the, I keep looking at the weather forecast, and it's been good all along, temperature in the 50s. So that'll be pleasant. I mean, really will. Judge Don Ash is our grand marshal this year. So proud of Judge Don Ash, and you've known Don for years.
Forever, 25, 27 years, absolutely.
And he's only 29.
Correct.
But we just wanted to thank him for all that he does in the community, and that's why he is the Grand Marshal. You may want to be there and wave at him and say thank you for giving yourself and the love that you have to all the people in the community. So that's just this weekend, and as you mentioned, the following, it just keeps on happening.
It's wonderful it being in Rutherford County at any season, but especially at Christmas.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking this morning about the juvenile courts here in Rutherford County. Judge Donna Scott Davenport is with us. Cassie Davis, who heads up the CASA program, Court-Appointed Special Advocates, she is with us this morning. And Margaret Webster with Bob Parks Realty is also here. And it's just about time for their Christmas for the Children's Party. They're helping about 300 children a year now. Started with 4. It's a big difference.
Yes, it is, Bart. We've been very blessed to be able to provide Christmas to so many children in our community every year. And I know that it's a big day for us as well. If you need a dose of Christmas spirit, all you need to do is come to this Frosty Fun Run and then come to our Christmas party that follows, and you will walk away feeling very full of love and admiration for our entire community.
And the Frosty Fun Run is at 7 a.m. Saturday, December 14th at the Stones River Country Club.
Yes, Bart, and if you haven't registered, you can do so between now and then online or at Fleet Feet. Pick up a paper registration. You can also register the day of the race, and you need to be there around 6 o'clock that morning to register the day of the race. The race starts at 7, and our breakfast is at 8 o'clock. If you have registered online in advance of the race, you can pick up your packet
at Fleet Feet on Friday, December 13th between 10 and 5 p.m.
Very good. So make it a point to head over to Fleet Feet and check out things that have been given already, because everybody's bringing their toys for the kids over to Fleet Feet.
Yes, absolutely.
That just seeing that will help you have an even merrier Christmas.
It will put you in the Christmas spirit right away.
Judge Davenport, I hate to ask you this, but are you still having courts in Christmas?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We're only closed the 2 days that will be closed, you know, by law that we have, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And we have a new law that was passed, went into effect July 1st, that if there is, and these children are usually removed by the Department of Children's Services, by the state, majority of them. We have some private, but CASA's appointed on those cases that involve the Department of Children's Services, that if there is a removal, that the court has to have a hearing within 48 hours and have a signed order now. So it hasn't caused a problem. We just do it by FaceTime, phone calls, but it's a hearing. And we have to get everybody on the page, and I have to hear the testimony and sign an order electronically to have that happen. So this will be the first Christmas. We were very fortunate. We didn't have any children removed over Thanksgiving, which was a blessing. And so we didn't have that. But if a child, I've had it since the law's gone into effect, because if a child is removed on a Friday afternoon, then Sunday afternoon we're having to have a hearing. So we just make it happen. We work with our attorneys with the department, and what we find a good time for everybody to be able to phone each other and do that. So it is another thing that we have to do, even though if the court is closed. So again, you know, we're on call 24/7 for those phone calls when children are removed. So that's a new law that we'll deal with it. We have, and it's not a problem. We're making it work because we're mandated to do that. So yeah, so we're still open. You know, we're open. We're on call, and everybody's there to work, especially with the department and even CASA, 24/7.
What creates the need to remove a child so quickly in the middle of a holiday?
It would have to be an emergency where the department believes that a child is in immediate and irreparable harm. It could be that both parents have been arrested. They will search for hours to try to find a friend or a relative that is an appropriate placement temporarily, and then we would maybe still have a hearing. We were required, if we place that child in a foster home, we're required to have that hearing within 72 hours, not to exceed 84. So 3.5 days, we have to make time for that hearing. And we just, again, we just move things around, and we just hear it. We have to. We're mandated to do that. So it's usually neglect or abandonment. A lot of times our parents refuse to pick our children up from detention. And with the new law, again, we're limited on our children that we can hold in our facility. And so a lot of them go into foster care. And those things happen a lot, and other people are contacted. But the state will always try to contact a relative or a friend if they find that they're appropriate. They got to do background checks. A lot of times they'll drug screen them. Sometimes it's drug involvement, and the parents are not able or in any kind of condition to care for the children. That's usually the emergency over the holidays, usually, is that type of thing. And we have other areas where our children are abandoned and neglected. Cassie, you think that's what we primarily see over the holidays?
Yes, that you're right about the parents that get arrested, and sometimes there's just a really bad emergency situations that you just don't know. But the DCS has on call, and they just respond, and they try to find family. But sometimes you have to put a child into foster care, unfortunately.
And this is the time of the year when everybody's spirits are usually positive and they're thinking warm thoughts. And there are some children out there who are not feeling that.
No, and another reason that might be an emergency, which we are on an increase with our mental health issues with our parents and our children. And our parents have never had the ability to address their mental health needs. And Christmas is supposed to be, as we said, a happy time, but it's not for a lot of people. It's very depressing. And we have a lot where our parents might be seeking that help at Christmas or try to harm themselves. And then the children are left with nobody. So it's not just always a dependency type addiction. It could be a mental health issue. We see a lot of that around the holidays as well, mm-hmm. which is extremely sad for our children because now they're worried about their parents as well as it's Christmas. And they probably don't have a lot at home to begin with. It's not a fuzzy, happy time for a lot of our children, especially those that are in our court. Not at all. That's another reason that this positive event next week is so important.
Oh, very definitely. Cassie, let's talk a little about CASA and how it helps during Christmas and other holidays, times that normally are thought of as happy times, but sometimes it's not happy for everybody. Let's say one of your children is in need of somebody to love them, to nurture them, because the family's not there. Do you call on the CASA people, the volunteers that you've already had approved? Do they step up and help you?
Yes, Bart, they do. We have some amazing volunteers who, we also have some amazing foster parents. I feel like we need to kind of mention them because they do a lot of the heavy lifting, especially around the holidays, trying to make it as homey and as normal as possible. And our volunteers kind of partner with them to really make sure they get things for Christmas. For instance, I had a volunteer tell me that this child, all this kid really wanted was a stuffed animal to sleep at night. This child got moved into a facility, which is a hard, he's young, he's around 9 years old, and that's really hard to have a child that young in a facility, and all he wanted was a stuffed animal, and we did that. We made that happen because that's something that's immediate, that we can see that need, and he is doing so much better with his wonderful stuffed elephant, so that's positive. They also are there to come in and really help make things better for these kids. They listen to them. They help get them services. They help meet needs. I know this is Christmas time, but around prom season, we find people to donate tuxes, to find dresses. We had one time a child who needed their braces off, and the orthodontist who had put it on retired, and so we found an orthodontist to take the kids' braces off. So it's the small things that really make a difference sometimes for these kids.
Oh, very definitely. Let me ask you this, because this topic comes up on regular programs, especially this time of the year, and that's for people who have lost a loved one, maybe a relative has passed away, maybe they were killed in a traffic accident. Who knows? It could be a million different things. But it's a rough time of the year for them. Would they, as CASA volunteers, would they be eligible to help? Because instead of feeling like it's a rough time of the year, they could instead fill that with love for some children and help both of them.
Absolutely. Everyone is welcome to go through our CASA training. We do that 3 times a year. And it, like you're saying, at the holidays, I will have people call and ask to do things. And I always let them sponsor our children. I always give them the age that they want. A lot of times they want little babies, and that's okay. I know the teenagers are really hard to shop for, but it's really kind of amazing. And I also wanted to mention for your listeners, just to kind of keep the Christmas spirit going, I was telling Judge Davenport and Margaret that I got the most amazing thank you note. Like, we get our children's Christmas lists, and behind this Christmas list for this teen boy, he wrote a thank you note to us and the community saying that it really meant a lot that we were looking out for him and that we really fulfilled his needs and wishes, like down to his favorite color. And it kind of just made me pause and realize why we do the jobs that we do.
You have a direct impact. All these, and when you mentioned the little child who just wanted a stuffed animal, psychologically, Judge Davenport, I'm sure you have some thoughts on that, just having something to hug.
Right. You know, we give a lot of items out in court at the children because they have to appear in court a lot. And, of course, you know, if they testify, we try to have our therapy dogs available, you know, for them. Because, and if we don't, we have a stuffed animal, maybe for them to hug. But again, I'll just plug our therapy dogs that come, and either they're petting the dog or if the dog's small enough to be in their lap, heartbeat against heartbeat, nothing better to help that child. Yeah, so, and again, CASA works with us on that as well as is helping us to know what child would benefit from having a therapy dog if they have to testify as to ugly things that has happened to them.
And so you make that as easy on the child as you can.
Yeah, and we can't do it in chambers. Our law doesn't require that. Everything is open on the record, has to be tape recorded. Now, the law does allow for the parents to be out of the courtroom with their representation in the courtroom, and then we have mechanisms to for them to go and talk to if they want to ask more questions. And if they're a younger age, I require the attorneys to write down their questions. And I ask the questions. I talk to the child and ask the questions. And that way the child, because children know no matter how young they are, they know which attorney represents who. And it just makes it more neutral for them. So we do. We try to make it as easy as we can on them. And I always give them an opportunity. They can sit anywhere they want to sit except in my chair. And so they usually, and most of the times they'll want to sit in the witness box. You know, they want to do that. It gives them another empowerment, and we want to empower our children.
So your courtroom that they are telling their story in looks just like the courtrooms in movies, TVs.
Yeah, except we got an extra table because I always say I never have just two attorneys. You know, I have multiple attorneys, especially in these type of cases, because most of our sibling groups have different fathers with one mother. So there's a lot of sibling groups, and every father is entitled to an attorney. So
do you hear several children at one time? Or
sometimes, yeah, it depends on their age and if they want to testify. And if CASA recommends that they have a voice and they want to testify, then we're gonna have them testify.
And does it ever become therapeutic for them? Do they ever have positive feelings come out of these?
I'm gonna let
getting the story
address
out.
That what Absolutely. It does for them.
Absolutely. Sometimes they just want to tell their story. They realize that all these adults are talking for them. And a lot of times when they meet with their CASA volunteer, they say, can I go tell the judge? I really want to let the judge know my story. And so that's what Judge Davenport's talking about. And we'll also consult with a child's attorney. But they really need to tell that. It's their story to tell. And they're tired of adults telling them what to do and how to feel. And this is their opportunity to tell the judge how they feel about what's going on in their lives.
That must be a wonderful feeling to hear these kids and to see them being able to give their thoughts.
I tell you what's amazing, Bart, is I see the pictures of when they came into custody, especially if we've got any physical abuse. And then months and months later, I see the children, and I don't even recognize them, and they're happy, and they're bouncy, and that's always gives joy to your heart. To be able to witness that. And I've said this before, and it's very important. We remove a child. We take a child away from their parent, and we put them in we give them a DCS worker. We say, trust this DCS worker. This lady's going to take care of you, or this gentleman's going to take care of you. We're going to find you a home tonight. And then we ask the child to trust the family where they're being placed. And that may be temporary. Then we ask them to trust this person that the court's appointed as their special advocate and also their guardian ad litem. There's a lot of this trust me, trust of all these strangers. And no matter how bad the parent has been or what their actions have been, they still want their parents. And it's very difficult. So it's sometimes I'll have them three or four. They won't testify. But they'll just come in because mm-hmm. they want to say hi. And they want to tell me they love their mommy and daddy or whatever. And it's not testimony. It's a healing process for them. And we have such great attorneys that realize that. It's not a bias thing. If that's something that's important to them, they're always usually agree for them to come in. At least they know they're being heard and that they're recognized as a person and an individual.
We're talking today about Christmas and the Rutherford County Juvenile Court Center and the system itself. The two must live harmoniously, no matter what time of the year it is. We're going to pause for just a moment. We'll be back. And if you missed anything, we're going to sort of cover some of the material we've had on and remind you again about the Christmas for Children party, the Frosty Fun Run, and so many things that I know you want to be a part of, especially signing up to be a CASA volunteer.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. We bring people who know you and you know them. People like Truman Jones. Weekday mornings at 9, only on WGNS. AM, FM, online.
Many Murfreesboro residents may not realize that Murfreesboro Electric Department's history goes back to 1939, when the city's people pulled together to form their own electric utility as part of the New Deal and the creation of TVA. Back then, just 14 employees worked to bring our beautiful city into the electric era, building miles of new power lines and helping residents set up cutting-edge electrical appliances in their homes. This is Amy Byers with Murfreesboro Electric Department, serving our friends and neighbors around the clock to bring you reliable electric service and the quickest response time possible. For more information about Murfreesboro Electric Department and how we can help you, visit www.murfreesboroelectric.com.
Every year, every day, every hour, Murfreesboro Electric, my hometown power.
Sure, we'd thought about downsizing and moving. What we really wanted was a new family room. So we called Ron Hall at Farrer Construction. He made that dream come true. Later, we decided to renovate the kitchen and then the bathroom. Both times, it was Ron Hall at Farrer Construction. Why don't you call Ron Hall at Farrer Construction Company? 615-893-6120. Farrer Construction Company.
One of our biggest items on the menu has always been our soup at Demas's. The problem that we have had is that people have to wait in long lines when you're not feeling really good to get a soup. So we have created something that we call Soup Express. And it's different kiosks that we have with a separate line to be able to pick up soup, pay for it with a credit card, and take it home right away. The Soup Express is only for our quarts of soup or above, and with no other types of food. Nothing else is just when you want soup, and that's why we call it Soup Express. It's only at Demas's restaurants.
A nagging hip, back, or shoulder tension. You don't always have to have a doctor's referral to fix these problems. Amir at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard.
What is direct access?
A person's ability to see a physical therapist without needing a doctor referral.
Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard in front of Walmart.
Skies become mostly sunny here this afternoon with a high in the mid-40s. Southwest winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low near 31. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 35.
This is Jeff Graham with Tire World. I want to invite you to visit our new off-road department at our Memorial Boulevard location, featuring lift kits, leveling kits, light bars, as well as wheel and tire packages. Just come by and ask for Gator for all your off-road needs. That's Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett. Weekday mornings at 10.
WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
Welcome back. We are talking this morning about the juvenile court program here in Rutherford County, and we're talking about Christmas, the things that the two need to have together. And just days away from some special things happening, the Christmas for the children's party that Bob Parks Realty, this is a tradition in our community also, helping children, started with about 4 children and now is about 300. Margaret Webster with us from Barb Parks Realty. And Margaret, this is right after the Frosty Fun Run.
Yes, Bart, it is. And when you say right after, immediately after. So those of us that are participating in the Frosty Run, we get up pretty early and we're out there at the Stones River Country Club, and I just want to put in a plug for them. They have been very gracious to allow us to host the race at the Stones River Country Club
for the past several years. So, well, as long as we've had the race, right, Cassie? I mean,
absolutely.
We've been at the Country
yeah.
Club every year.
Yes.
And that's a big give back to our community, just allowing us to host it there. So we finished the race, and those agents at Parks that participate in the Frosty Fun Run literally drive straight over to Mitchell Nielsen Elementary's gym, and then we host the Christmas for the Children party immediately following. So it's a big day for us.
And that's what it's all about.
That's exactly what it's all about.
And Cassie, tell us again, we have about a couple of minutes left. Tell us again what you're needing with the court-appointed special advocate program.
Well, we always need volunteers. So if you are interested, again, if you are 21 years old or older and you can pass a reference and a background check, please go to CASAofRutherfordCounty.org and fill out an interest form, and we will send you some information and get you started.
All right. And we have about a minute and a half left in the broadcast. And that is all reserved for Judge Donna Scott Davenport.
Thank you, Bart. I just want to thank, of course, Margaret and Cassie for joining us this morning, and thank this community. You know, I've been around for a minute, and it seems like every time there's a need, somebody always takes the calling and comes forward for our children. And that makes my job a lot easier as far as my heart goes, because it's kind of rough every day. So I thank the community and take this opportunity to anybody that's ever touched and concerned and helped our children. And if you can, come out and have fun. It's a lot of fun. At the run, you can walk. Bring your children. Bring your strollers. Bring your babies. It's a lot of fun. And just participate any time that you can to help a child. And as I always say, just go out and let's hug a child today and show them some love.
And the Frosty Fun Run begins at 7 o'clock Saturday morning, December the 14th. At the Stones River Country Club. If you haven't signed up, once again, Margaret, what do you need to do?
You can sign up online. That's probably the easiest way to do that. And that sign-up registration can be found at runsignup.com. So look for that today. Sign up, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Sounds like a winner. Don't forget, this Friday night, 6 o'clock, the lighting of the county Christmas tree. A lot of Christmas music up on the square, and then the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department will have a movie, The Polar Express. Boy, it's going to be great. And the merchants are open until 9 o'clock. And that's this Friday. Saturday from 3 to 4 in the afternoon until 8 at night, it's the Oakland's Candlelight Tour of Homes. And then our Christmas parade Sunday at 2. 2 o'clock this coming Sunday starts at MTSU. Goes down East Main and around the square. Judge Don Ash is our Grand Marshal. Hats off to him. Hey, we'll see you for all of these fun things this coming weekend. Merry Christmas.